Science, technology, engineering, and math are some of the most challenging class courses for kids these days. But learning these subjects through competitive robotics turns STEM education into hands-on sports, if you will, and it makes it a lot of fun. Thousands of students from around the world vouch for this statement as they descend upon Anaheim, California to compete in the annual VEX Robotics Competition World Championship. More than 10,000 participants from nearly 20 countries, including our area, are hoping their robotic masterpiece will take the top spot at the exciting three-day event. Joining us from the VEX Worlds in Anaheim, the president of VEX Robotics, Paul Capioli, and he is also with a student. Paul, did I get your name correct?
That's close. It's Copioli.
Copioli, all right. And who are you with this morning?
Well, I got Lucy from Michigan State University with me here today.
All right. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Tell us how you got involved in robotics.
I was actually involved in robotics in high school. I'm from Northern Michigan. So when I came down to MSU, I talked to the engineering dean of students, and he put together a VEX robotics team for the college level.
Paul, tell us a little bit about the history of the VEX Worlds.
So VEX World Championship actually started right here in California in 2008. We had since had a couple competitions in the Dallas area. Last year, our world championship was in Orlando, Florida. And now this year, we're excited to be in Anaheim. The venue is fantastic. It can accommodate our ever-expanding set of teams. We actually have 5,000 teams that compete in the competition throughout the year worldwide, and the top 600 in the middle school, high school, and university division descend upon the world championships here at Anaheim, and will crown the champion in each of those three divisions.
You'd have to think that being involved with robotics is going to pique the interest in the sciences and in math for students.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what we found is that the majority of the students, especially the younger students, they really haven't figured out that they're actually learning. They think they're having a whole bunch of fun with the robots, and they get to build, rebuild, design, and then compete. But what ends up happening is they end up, at the end of it, they realize that they've gained a whole boatload of knowledge while they're having fun.
Paul, what's the future hold for the students involved in this? Do you see a lot of them getting into some type of engineering, dealing with robotics?
Definitely, and not just robotics, because robotics is actually a small field in the whole world of science and technologies, right? But what they get out of it is learn how to critical think, team working skills, leadership skills. So smart companies, they actually look for these students and try to seek them out. So, for example, our company is one of three that are owned by a larger engineering company, and we exclusively hire engineers from all the various robotics programs. So I believe that as this thing gets bigger, more and more students are going to have more and more opportunities to work for the higher tech technology company.
All right, Paul, what is the criteria that the teams will be judged on?
So, like you said earlier, and it's a sport. So this is a head-to-head competition, two-on-two. So they get points by, you know, scoring the game objects. Our game objects this year happen to be barrels and balls. They have to score them in various size goals. What you don't see when you're watching on the field is the pre-match strategy. Because these are robots, and the robots come in various shapes and sizes and do different things, the teams have to adapt their strategy based on who they're competing with and who they're competing against.
And is our student still with us? Tell us about your robot.
Well, being a part of the college division, we actually are never paired with an alliance. We're always our own alliance. So we have three robots this year, and two compete at a time. And the robot that I was directly building over is great at scoring on the 30-inch goals and picking up balls and barrels. So,
what's been the most exciting part of the competition so far? I know you're early into it, but as you wrapped up getting your robots ready, what's been the most exciting part?
The most exciting part is definitely seeing the robots compete and also seeing the high school teams that we mentor during the year also compete here at Worlds with us.
All right. Paul, where can our listeners go for more information?
So for more information and also a live webcast of all of the divisions, you can go to robotevents.com/championship. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
All right, Paul, I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you. Have fun this weekend.
Thank you.